what used to be the rule on college campi? No, we want to talk about it. We want to have free and open dialogue, right? You want to have these things that you can talk about them. If you have them so you can talk about them, well, you throw it out there and you put your... whatever happened to debate team, for heaven's sake? You put your idea out there. I counter with mine. Of course, you'd have to have ideas or debate points that were actually defendable. Most of these are not defendable. So under the title, New Totalitarianism, Clarissa writes this. I quote this at today's pile of prep, by the by. So I'm teaching a course on totalitarianism, right? And I kept thinking how outdated it all is. It's still important to learn because it's history, but the material feels more antiquated and irrelevant than anything discussed in the course on Cervantes. The repressive state apparatus that polices people into compliance is no longer needed. Now, I've been making this point here on this show for at least 3 years now, that the dossiers that are now being kept are there, you know what they're called? They're called your Facebook page. They're called your Twitter feed. And even if you try to take some of it back and delete it, someone's got a record of it. You can't take it back. This used to be what KGB agents and SS agents and CIA agents and the NSA and what have you, this used to be prized intelligence. You'd have to go digging through people's garbage cans to get this kind of stuff. You'd actually have to go to a library. You might even have to go get a court order to subpoena something so that you could go through it. I'm watching a TV show on TNT about the Black Dahlia with Chris Pine in it. And it's set in the 1950s, late 50s, early 60s. And some of the information that he's trying to get, he'd be able to get in Google, do a Google search in 20 seconds. He can't find it. This woman's identity is not available. He can't. You know what? They even have birth record concealments in this show. I mean, it's so refreshing to watch this, to watch the investigative reporter have to go through all these. I mean, he actually has to try and track the lead down. He can't just sit in his little social justice warrior cave in his boxer shorts and ruin someone's life. Now, he can still ruin someone's life. Maybe they deserve to be ruined. But he has to actually go out and do the discovery on his own. Not anymore. And what have we been telling you ever since the PayPal tranny mammy crisis began 3 years ago? It'll be 3 years next month. What did I tell you back then? The government is not behind the transgender and homosexual, homoclericalism, homo-sodomite, sacristan, homosexual defense and promotion mob. It's for profit now. Companies are making profits. And they're trying to one-up each other. That's what's going on now. Your ability to earn a living and be any kind of a traditional, because you know when tradition began? When did Colin Kaepernick play his last game as an NFL quarterback? Well, if it happened before then, it doesn't matter. If it happened after the first time he took a knee, then it might matter. It probably doesn't. This Clarissa woman's got this figured out. The representative, the repressive state apparatus that polices people into compliance is no longer needed. At the behest and with the aid of corporate giants, people police each other into the kind of ideological compliance that traditional totalitarian regimes can only dream of. I keep telling people this. No king could get away with policing his subjects the way you can get away with not only policing, but calling them out publicly, shaming them, and then ruining their life, or attempting to ruin their life, like they did with the Covington, underscore this word, Catholic high school boys, beginning with Nicholas Sandman. at the behest and with the aid of corporate giants, people police each other into the kind of ideological compliance that traditional totalitarian regimes could only dream of. In a recent article, a student at Yale unwittingly mimics the speech patterns and ideas of her peers in the Stalinist USSR. The difference, though, is that she isn't living in a police state that is conducting a genocide. She isn't trying to survive in the midst of Stalinist purges. She isn't coerced into this stance by the fear of being dragged off to a concentration camp in the middle of the night. Oh, no.